Thanks for coming back to Divinal Intervention. Remember, it's not just a music podcast, it's also a way of life. So now we're in part two of our three-part series we're going to do on ska music, starting in Jamaica to the UK and then back to the United States. And just as a reminder, we can be reached on Instagram and Twitter at Divinal Intervention. That's really the best way to join in this experience and share any kind of knowledge or questions you may have about the topics that we cover, or suggestions for future shows or supplements to our existing shows. So again, Instagram and Twitter are a good way to reach us. Now, if you've not listened to part one of this three-part ska series, we would invite you to go back and give it a chance, because that episode covers the origins of ska in 1960s Jamaica and features several artists whose work ultimately reappears as part of that UK ska revival in the late 70s, early 80s, and primarily, as we will feature here, the two-tone label. And the reasons that the origins episode is important, I kind of think of it as you know, if you're a fan of classic rock music, you know, like the Yardbirds or the Stones or even Led Zeppelin, there's real value in going back and listening to some of those old American blues artists who, you know, again, especially bands like the Stones and Yardbirds, mined from the rich history of Delta blues here in the United States. So that's kind of the same situation we've got with ska. And so if you've not heard the origins of ska and you're not familiar with the original Jamaican ska, definitely listen to part one of this series. And in that series, we also featured several of what we called bridge songs, which were songs originally done by those Jamaican ska artists and then also done by these revival artists, including artists like Prince Buster, the Scottolites, and Toots and the Maytals. And those covers ultimately appear in these two-tone label artists' collections. Now, on a personal note, I'm going to have a real hard time limiting this show to our usual 30, 35 minutes, because this music, this time period, is really in my wheelhouse. And I am, I guess, excited that this is also, I believe, our first all-vinyl podcast episode. Most of what I have is on vinyl, but there's been occasional CD usage and a couple of downloads that I've had to do to just give you the humble listener everything that we need for a podcast. But this one's all vinyl because I was a very big fan of this kind of music. Also, it's in line with something that I talked about in the first episode that we ever did on this podcast, and that is, this is really album listening. They're really, at least in the United States, we're not a lot of singles or a lot of hits coming out of the UK ska scene. And so as a result of that, when you did get access to some of this stuff, you tended to listen to the whole album. And if you're like me, you ended up with favorite songs or go-to songs that were very, very different than what the artist may have anticipated would have been their hit single or what was actually released in the UK as a single. So again, this is you know, this is going to be a good one for me. I will try to keep it down to a manageable time period. I will therefore have to leave out a lot of my favorite artists or just limit the amount of music we provide for those artists. So I apologize in advance. We're going to start off the episode then with one of the more successful UK ska bands. And again, this is a band that had direct lines to Jamaican ska. We're talking about the Specials. And as we talked about in part one of this series, much of the first Specials album is comprised of cover songs and songs that otherwise borrow liberally from Jamaican artists. So, for example, if it wasn't a cover, you had a situation where the Specials song Gangsters borrowed very liberally from Al Capone, which was a Prince Buster song. So now we're going to play a little medley of songs that we featured in part one with the original Jamaican artists, but this time done by the Specials. So this is a medley of Too Hot, Rudy, A Message to You, and Monkey Man by Toots and the Maytals.
Boy, I'm going to leave that tone here, you know, because it's too hot.
Thank you. calling for their guns. About to spoil the rude boys' funds. But rude boys never give us their guns. It's too hot.
No man can tell them what to do.
Power the pound. They say they're ruder than you.
Now, the Specials were far more than just a cover band, and the original songs that they included in their debut album were also very, very strong, and it was not easy for me to single one of them out, but here is one of my favorites from that first album. Here is Nightclub.
What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on
As much as I like the Specials, I will have to inform you that we will not in this episode and probably not in any podcast episode be featuring the Specials AKA album that was subsequent to the Specials. And we will also not be covering the Fun Boy 3 albums. I am always in favor of artists trying to stretch out and try different things, but sometimes, frankly, it's not successful. So for now, we're just sticking with the original specials. The Specials were not the only UK ska band that borrowed from Prince Buster, and we talked about this a little bit in part one of this series. Madness, a band that named itself after a Prince Buster song, also recorded a song on their One Step Beyond album dedicated to Prince Buster. Now, interestingly, One Step Beyond itself is a cover of a Prince Buster song. So that's why, to me, it was really important to revisit the original Jamaican ska and then show the bridge between that and where we got in England and across the UK in the early 80s. So here is Madness with its dedicated song to Prince Buster, The Prince.
Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat. An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing. You got to help us with your feet. If you're not in a mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. I bust the phone me over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. I bust up on me over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange.
If you're a Madness fan or you're familiar with Madness, you will note that Madness oftentimes is not just a pure ska band. And in fact, I sometimes have a really hard time categorizing their sound, although ska is just a big part of what they do. And when they do it well. And so this is one where I'm going to open it up to some of my UK listeners and have them give me some guidance on what other influences they hear in some of the broad range of styles that you get with Madness and that Madness incorporates from song to song or even sometimes within the same song. You know, I've taken kind of a shot at this and I'll kind of throw out some of the vibe that I get. I get a little bit of the mid-period Kinks, like something like Muswell Hillbillies or Village Green Preservation Society or some of the Blur library. When they talk about kind of unique slices of English life, and, you know, specifically, I think of a song from Madness called In the Middle of the Night, which is a song that has ska elements, but not purely so, but more importantly, is about a man stealing underclothes from drying lines in the neighborhood, or a song about, you know, elementary school or primary school called Baggy Trousers. And so, again, these are these kind of slice of life kinds of things that aren't done in a pure ska manner, which, you know, Madness later gets known for. So, again, I would love to hear what other influences you hear in Madness. But we're here talking about ska today. So, anyway, the pure ska version of Madness does take a bit of guidance from the Skatalites, who we talked about in episode one. And in doing so, they choose sometimes popular works to cover in a ska style. So when we're talking about the Skatalites, we covered Guns of Navarone, which of course is a movie soundtrack, but also they did the title track of the Exodus soundtrack, for example, back in the early 60s in a ska style. So here is Madness reworking, of all things, Swan Lake. Enjoy it. Thank you. let's have one more for Madness. Here is one of my favorite songs, also from their One Step Beyond album. Here is The Bed and Breakfast Man. Now, among the lesser-known British ska bands is a band called Bad Manners. But Bad Manners, although not as well-known, certainly here in the States, were absolutely a force to be reckoned with, and that's especially so live. And I think that's true, and we'll cover this when we do United States ska as well. Live is many times the best way to capture ska music. There's something about the energy of the live show that really brings that music to life. But of course, some bands are better than others about capturing that on their records. Now, Bad Manners was also one of the bands we talked about when we discussed bridge songs from Jamaica. So let's just give you an introduction to Bad Manners with their version of the Scottalites' El Pussycat.
Ha ha ha! Come on, everybody!
I want to skank a pussycat!
When I think of live ska shows, I am always taken back to my opportunity to see Bad Manners live back in the mid-80s in Wisconsin. It was actually in the middle of February in Wisconsin. And so if you know anything about the weather there, it had to be probably below freezing, maybe in the teens, maybe in the 20s Fahrenheit. And Bad Manners put on just one of those electric shows. It was one of those shows that really, beginning to end, had you fully in. And interestingly enough, about 6 or 7 years later, I was able to meet up with Buster, the lead singer from Bad Manners, as our band, we had a surf revival band in Tallahassee, Florida, and we had the opportunity to open for Bad Manners. And so after the sound check, I got to sit down with Buster and talk a little bit about it, that show, and how much I appreciated some of the stuff they had put out around that time. Enough about me, though. So here is a My Woman Done Me Wrong song, if you will, from Bad Manners, expressed in a way that probably is doesn't seem as appropriate to me now in retrospect. And I think this is going to be an issue for a separate podcast episode when we talk about, you know, lyrical content that you know, hasn't aged well, if you will, or if you have an artist whose personal life changes the way you view their art. I think that's something that's very ripe for discussion, and I look forward to maybe doing that on another episode. But needless to say, I'm not endorsing Buster's response to his heartache in this song, but this song was a staple of college radio back in the day, and probably the biggest hit for Bad Manners here stateside. So it just wouldn't be right for me to leave it off of this episode. So here is Lorraine. Back in the days of Blockbuster Video, you could rent a VHS copy of a Two-Tone Records compilation that was a live performance compilation called Dance Craze. So it was I guess, a concert film in a sense, but it was really comprised of several of the Two-Tone artists performing live. And so, as we talked about, you know, live ska is great ska. So from the soundtrack to that concert film, here is Lip Up Fatty from Bad Manners.
It's never gonna be the first time. Never gonna. Lip up, Fatty. Oh, I'm ready.
One interesting aspect of the UK ska bands, of course, is that there was a significant amount of racial mix in the bands, hence the two-tone label. But there was also a significant female presence in that ska revival movement in the UK. And among those is this band here called The Selector, and one of their better-known songs, Too Much Pressure. So we'll play one more from The Selector. This one is a song, like a lot of them in the UK ska scene, that addressed social unrest and violence. And specifically, I'm thinking of songs like Concrete Jungle from The Specials or Ghost Town, also from The Specials, which I think is probably one of their biggest or most well-known songs. And also Inner London Violence by Bad Manners. And again, of its time. I guess the Jam at that time was doing Down in This Tube Station at Midnight. So anyway, this Selector song is their contribution to this, and it's a song from their second album, and that song is called Washed Up and Left for Dead. Just as we are not going to talk about Funboy 3, we are also not going to talk about General Public. But we will, of course, dear listener, address the predecessor to General Public, and that, of course, is English Beat. Now, as we talked about on the part one, the Jamaica episode, the English Beat also included on their first album two Prince Buster songs. Now, we're not going to play those here, but instead we'll offer one of my favorites off that album, and that's the first album called I Just Can't Stop It. This is Ranking Full Stop. And no discussion of the English Beat would be complete without playing Mirror in the Bathroom. And so here it is from the first English Beat album, Mirror in the Bathroom. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to move back across the Atlantic for the ska revival here in the States, what is, I guess, commonly considered third wave ska, although I understand that there's a lot of discussion among the ska community as to what third wave ska is or is not. I'd rather avoid that discussion and instead just play some of the music. So we will start on the East Coast. We will cover the Toasters, Bim Scala Bim, and, of course, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Also going to hit the West Coast, hit up the Untouchables and Fishbone. And depending on time and space and how I'm feeling at that particular episode taping, we might also go international. And if we do, we'll go to Japan and Argentina. What ska happens in Japan and Argentina? Well, you'll have to tune in to part three of our three-part ska coverage. So anyway, again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And look out in a couple of weeks for part three of Ska. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Curtain has fallen. Now you're on your own. I won't. to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you will pay for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.